have any other questions?
I don't.
No.
Move to approve the agreement for 2021 Dodge Durango Pursuit all-wheel drive SUV by and between Belco 2 Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for the 2021 Ford F-150 XL Crew Cab 4x4, 3 or more, number 21-027, Sheriff. We received a letter dated April 8, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form between Tri-Lakes Motors and Taney County.
Tom, this one, the 5-year, $100,000 is not included?
I'm not sure on that.
It says it may elect, so I would take it that it's for an additional $3,150 per vehicle, so it doesn't come with the warranty. Only the 3-year, $36,000. We typically put more than 36,000 miles on a vehicle in 3 years' time.
We put about 36,000 miles in
1 year.
Yeah, 20 to 25 in a year, mm-hmm. probably.
So we wouldn't really have a... We'd only have a warranty for the first 36,000.
Yes, for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. And... That's what I was referring to a while ago, is sometimes they have bought a separate warranty.
Yeah, we usually add a, but the warranty we add is normally a bumper-to-bumper 100, 120, 150,000. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of having to buy the 5-year, 100,000 powertrain. Is that not a typical warranty on a...
I'm not sure on that.
We had one company where the warranty was so much higher that the past elected not to go with it. And I don't know if he was doing a warranty from somewhere else. Do you remember, Commissioner?
I don't remember.
So his bid would actually be about $38,000, give or take a few dollars. $37,929.
What was in the bid requirements or the bid sheet? Do you know, Brent?
I do not. Nikki has that. she said she would be available to come down if we need her. You want me to have her come down?
We've got the bid here, don't we? We've got the bid requirements here.
I don't think we have the bid requirement. I think we just have the contract, but I don't know.
Total bid price, 5-year, $100,000. But it says in an additional, that's just... Well, if he hadn't met the bid requirements, she would have noted that in the last... when we accepted it. Are you texting?
I am.
I
Do you have questions on the warranty?
Yes. Do we not, on the bid sheet, was it, what kind of warranty was requested in the bid sheet? Or was there one?
On his agreement, all they've given us is $36,000 for 3 years.
Correct. That was included, and the powertrain is $3,150.
The powertrain of $3,150. That if we want
the powertrain warranty, in the amount of $3,150 per vehicle.
This says it's an additional amount. It's not.
Yes. Not included.
It's not included in the bid.
But this is a separate company than the Dodge.
Did the other party, when they went out for bid, did they include the warranty? Because this doesn't really give us a warranty.
It has a bumper-to-bumper warranty. But not
for $36,000. And $36,000, as they tell me, is good for about a year and a half. So did the other parties that bid, did they include their warranty?
Didn't we have to disqualify both of them, though?
We did.
Separate warranty on the 150?
Yes.
How much was in? Just out of curiosity.
$2,490. That was on one of them.
On the Ford or the Dodge?
This is on the Ford.
See, that was the problem. One of them didn't even bid the Ford. They
right.
just bid a Dodge.
One was a Dodge.
Right.
And the Dodge, I think the Dodge does come with a... Okay. Yeah, I just found out Ford does not come automatically with the 5-year 100,000. GMC, Chevy, and Dodge do.
But if I understood, you said the bid was $2,490 and the warranty then just $3,150. It's quite a difference in about $9,000-$10,000.
$2,490 to $31 would be $500-$600, right?
Pardon?
The $2,490 was $2,490.
Correct.
Versus $3,100.
Correct.
Yeah, but I think their bid was also considerably cheaper if they had met all the requirements.
Dealer, there was no charge for the powertrain that they were bidding on. Dodge did not afford.
Was there no state bid on these?
There was, and it was going to be, by the time we paid, it had additional freight. So by the time we paid that, it would have been about the same as it was at Tri-Lakes.
But it came with the warranty?
The $36,000.
It didn't come with the...
No, it came with the same that was on there.
Mm. We've already awarded the bid. Do you want the 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty for $3,150?
I know it's kind of a gamble, but with the Ford trucks that we have now, we haven't had any issues out of them in under 100,000 miles. We've currently got two that have, one has 110 and one has 103 or 4, and they've had no issues at all with the powertrain.
Powertrain is transmission, engine, anything else?
It may cover probably the transfer case.
Okay.
I think the only issues we've had out of them at all have been like door lock issues, you know, with the doors and just some minor stuff that it was all whenever they were relatively new.
Well, you look at it like this. Chances of one out of three going bad is higher, and if you save $9,000, that'll go a long ways towards fixing it. Chances of all three, something happened, is not.
Right.
I used to never want to pay that extra money for the extended warranty, but nowadays, the way I find that a lot of things are built, somehow that warranty seems to come in there.
It always pays for itself.
Yeah, things are just not built as good as they used to be.
Right.
Sorry. But I understand. Okay. Good luck. It's probably the reason we're wanting to go with them again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's our decision, but Sheriff, your thoughts on the warranties? I don't mean to put you in
a right. No.
You don't want to say no, then that's needed. You don't want to say yes, then that's not needed. So
right.
That's
like I said, we've had the ones that we've had so far. We haven't had any issues out of, and typically we. You know, we get rid of them around 100,000 miles. So, I would suggest probably not. I think that it'll be fine without it.
What do you guys think?
I go with the sheriff's suggestion. He's, I believe,
record.
In looking at something like it's your own money, and in this instance, it does come out at.
I've bought them with, and I've bought them without. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Move to approve the agreement binding between Tri-Lakes Motors and Taney County for 2021 Ford F-150 XL Crew Cab 4x4 without electing the 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
University of Missouri Extension update.
It's a little bit sore. It's kind of tough standing up.
You're sore, did you say?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you perform in a rodeo or something?
No, I'm not that good. So, good morning. I'm Willa Williams.